Hey, Prime members, did you know that you could be listening to this show ad-free on Amazon Music? With Amazon Music, you get access to the most ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads and start listening today.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. High earners are continuing to shop at discount retailers such as Dollar General, Aldi Grocery Store, and Five Below, even as inflation cools.
So this appears to be a shift that's sticking around. One of my sources was talking to me about how he sees lots of people driving Porsches, Mercedes, and BMWs in the parking lot of the Aldi by his house now. And he pointed out that no matter how much you make, you don't want to spend $4 on an avocado when you can get one for 59 cents.
We'll talk to WSJ Life and Work reporter Rachel Wolf about why 1%ers are being drawn to these discount retail stores and what role social media has played in this trend. That's after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by the Kellogg School of Management. Getting to the next level of your career requires a next-level education. At Kellogg, you'll choose from full-time, part-time, or executive MBA programs where you'll gain the Wall Street edge you need to compete for the most coveted jobs. For more details, visit kell.gg/leader. That's kell.gg/leader.
Discount chain stores are attracting a group of shoppers who don't normally scour the aisles looking for deals. Wealthy Americans. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf joins us. So Rachel, in your story, you write that high-earning Americans traditionally view discount stores as not for them. Why is that?
There are a few reasons, the biggest among them being that they didn't need to shop at the dollar store. There was also a stigma attached to places like the Dollar Tree, and we've been seeing that disappear.
So what tipped the scales in the other direction?
The biggest factor was inflation. No matter how much you make, nobody wants to pay $12 for a carton of raspberries.
Now, in your reporting, you spoke to several consumers who typically did not shop at discount stores in the past, but they do now. What do they tell you about that?
One of the consumers I spoke to told me that he grew up never shopping at the dollar store with his family. He just didn't think to ever go in there. There wasn't one by his house. But when one of his friends, another high earner like him, brought over a whole case of kombucha and told him that she had actually gotten it from the 99-cent store, he was shocked and decided to go himself and found so many good deals that now he says he goes once a week.
Now, besides offering good deals in the face of stubbornly high inflation, how have the discount stores like Dollar General and Dollar Tree and Aldi, how have they made changes that appeal to these higher income consumers?
So a big part of it has to do with where these shops are now located. Whereas in the past, somebody living in the suburbs might have to travel all the way downtown in order to find an Aldi. Now it's much more likely that there is one in their neighborhood, perhaps right across the street from where they might ordinarily get groceries.
Inflation has come down substantially compared to where it was a year ago. How has that changed shopping habits at discount stores?
Higher income consumers are continuing to shop at discount stores despite the fact that inflation has cooled. So this appears to be a shift that's sticking around. One of my sources was talking to me about how he sees lots of people driving Porsches, Mercedes, and BMWs in the parking lot of the Aldi by his house now. And he pointed out that no matter how much you make, you don't want to spend $4 on an avocado when you can get one for 59 cents.
What role has social media played in making dollar stores more attractive to consumers?
Dollar stores are all over social media platforms like TikTok, and influencers can't get enough. So they're posting all of these, they're calling them dollar store hauls, of so-called dupes, which is a product that works the same way as something more expensive, but costs a fraction of the price. And so one entrepreneur I spoke to, she's a former Real Housewife of New York City, Bethany Frankel. She has this huge following and says that she has gotten more notoriety for her discount store shopping than she ever did for any of her reality TV shows. And she joked that, you know, lip gloss is lip gloss. It stays on for 5 minutes no matter what you do. So why would you spend $30 on it when you could spend one?
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, the dollar bill in someone's pocket is the same value as the dollar bill in someone else's pocket.
Totally.
And for a lot of Americans who don't normally shop at these discount stores, this is a completely different kind of shopping experience, isn't it?
It's more of a treasure hunt than perhaps they're used to, or somewhere like Aldi, where you have to pay a quarter, which you then get back to reserve a cart, which ensures that you're returning the cart where it's supposed to go, and they don't need to pay employees to run around the parking lot picking up stray carts. So that's a savings that's then passed on to the customers, and you have to bag your own groceries. But people are saying they really don't mind doing that. They don't mind sorting through the aisles of the Dollar Tree to find a great deal, because if they can buy vitamins that retail at Whole Foods for $26 for two, then that searching, they feel, is worth it. You know, a good deal feels good no matter how much you make.
So I guess this is really an illustration of the fact that there's a limit to how much people are willing to pay inflated prices on food and other products.
People are feeling really price gouged. The costs companies face to do business have definitely gone up as well, but consumers increasingly are feeling like prices don't align with value, and these discount stores are more in touch with what they think a product should actually cost.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf, and that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.